From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russian police forced opposition leader Alexei Navalny into a police car Sunday, moments after he appeared at a rally to urge voters to boycott what he said would be a rigged presidential election in March. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticized the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
Correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich. Earlier Sunday, Moscow police broke into Navalny's headquarters, where live video streaming showed the police questioning and detaining several of his employees. A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. The two were attempting to scale the more than 8,000-meter Nanga Parbat, but they got stuck at the 7,400-meter mark and used a satellite phone to call for help. President Trump on Sunday talked about the continued growth of the U.S. economy, said it's been better than it has been in many decades. He said businesses are coming back to America like never before. Unemployment is nearing record lows, and we are on the right track. This is VOA News.